during the more than 2 years that Illinois went without a state spending plan, hospitals, dentists, and other healthcare providers waited months or even years to get paid for services to state employees and Medicaid patients. Some providers delayed expansions, took out lines of credit, or even turned to patients to fill in the gap. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, reporter Dean Olson examines the long-term damage done to the healthcare system in Illinois. I talked with him about how the now-ended budget impasse continues to affect those insured by the state. One of the groups that's been most affected by the state budget impasse has been those with health insurance through the state of Illinois, such as state workers or university employees, and also Medicaid patients. And now that the state has a budget, have those challenges gone away for those patients? Is the healthcare system kind of back to normal?
The healthcare system really isn't back to normal. The impasse caused a big delay, even more of a delay, in the payments to people, hospitals, chiropractors, medical device dealers who serve state workers. And it's interesting because state workers have great health insurance, but during this impasse, they've really started to feel the pinch of what's going on in state government.
And how have they seen that pinch? How has it kind of affected the care that they can receive?
Well, their providers are often getting paid up to 2 years after performing services. So as a result, these providers, some of them have asked for upfront payments for the cost of care. Some dentists have done that. If they are not preferred provider dentists, they can ask for upfront payment for the entire amount, and then the patient can get reimbursed. Other things that patients have gone through is Springfield Clinic, the big multi-specialty group, used to wait for the state to pay its share before it would ask for collections from the workers, from the patients. And it changed that practice during the impasse and asked for those payments, those copays and deductibles up front. So these are ways that patients have been impacted.
Do you know if all of these providers are continuing to do that or if some have stopped? Is there any indication of, is the situation getting at least a little bit better now that we have a budget?
Well, we've heard anecdotal reports from AFSCME that these situations are continuing. We've had some positive signs from some providers like Washington University School of Medicine. Their doctors there, starting November 1st, all of them are accepting new patients from the state of Illinois. In the past year, some of those groups had stopped accepting new patients because of these big backlogs, and that created problems.
The bill backlog, it numbers now $15 to $16 billion. How much of that money is owed to these doctors or dentists or health insurance companies?
Over $9 billion of that money is owed to Medicaid providers and to providers that serve the state government workforce and the retiree workforce. So the good thing is that those bills are among the first that are going to be paid because the state gets a federal match for the Medicaid bills. So that improves the state's cash flow even more. And the bills that are owed to providers of state workers and retirees are among the latest bills. They're backlogged the most. And so they're generating these large percentage increases. I think it's between 9 and 12% a year in interest charges.
So the state still owes healthcare providers billions of dollars, and if you are passing along at least some of those costs to patients, what will it take to get the healthcare system back on track?
Until this cash flow situation improves, this situation is going to continue because there's going to be billions of more dollars that are owed. Everybody knows that this is not a good situation to be in, but the political fight so far has kind of overshadowed that. It's possible that if this backlog isn't resolved in the long term, that people will see a recurrence of many of these stringent collection practices and other bad things that are happening to patients.
That was Dean Olson, a reporter at the State Journal Register in Springfield, covering healthcare. You can find his article on our website, nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.